The innermost planet is weird. In so many ways, it's hard to find aspects that aren't strange. This is the year's best time to see Mercury as an evening star, but you do need an unobstructed horizon. Go out at 8 p.m. sharp. That begins the 15-minute window for finding it. Look low toward where the sun set, starting late this coming week. An excellent evening is next Friday, April 8th. Mark it on your calendar. That's when Mercury hovers to the right of the hair-thin crescent moon. Occupying the faint constellation Aries, it's the only star really low in the direction of sunset. Many mall parking lots provide the necessary clear view down to the horizon. I don't know why, but seeing Mercury creates a special feeling. After next Friday, Mercury gets higher, but loses brilliance. Nonetheless, around tax day, April 15th, it's still magnitude zero, and now 10 degrees up. That's a good time to look, too. Mercury has the most lopsided, out-of-round orbit. Thanks to tugs from Jupiter, of all unlikely villains, the Mercury orbit wildly changes shape. In the future, its orbit may stretch all the way out and let it collide with Venus, destroying both worlds. As Mercury spins, it has no axial tilt. At its polar depressions, the Sun is always below the horizon, so these regions are packed with ice, offering winter sports on a world badly needing it. And even that isn't the end of Mercurian strangeness. It has a region called the Weird Terrain. I'm not making that up. The Weird Terrain is located at the precise opposite point on Mercury from its most famous impact crater, the enormous Caloris Basin. Apparently, debris or else shockwaves from that impacting meteor traveled around the planet and collided in midair at the antipodal point to wreak havoc there. Go out starting the end of next week and look very low in the west. See that strange orange planet for yourself. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.